Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
It's time for us to get into our conversation with Pastor Ngorima. He's joining us to answer a question, and he's been our guest for this Ask a Pastor segment for this whole week. And so he's been indulging us for the last few days and answering some questions that have come through from some of our listeners. And we have another question today. For those who might be interested in, you know, sharing a question that you'd like us to address, please feel free to send that through to +27734703520. Just started off with Ask a Pastor, and we'll be sure to send that through to our pastor so that he can answer any questions that you might have. Pastor Ngorima, good afternoon. Welcome to the program. Pastor Ngorima, are you there? All right, we're having a sound issue there, so let us see if we can try and connect once again with our pastor. Remember that we are answering a question in our Ask a Pastor segment. It's just a few minutes of our time just to address some questions that a listener might have. My pastor, can you hear me now?
Hello, Bongi.
I can hear you now.
Thank you so much. I can hear you.
Thank you for joining us, Pastor. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Wang. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much for asking. How are you doing, Pastor?
No, the Lord is keeping me. I can't complain.
Amen. Amen. We have another question for you, Pastor. We are bothering you the whole week with some interesting questions that are coming through from some of our listeners. And today our question is, are the Ten Commandments flawed? Is there any flaw in the Ten Commandments?
Thank you for the question. The Ten Commandments are not flawed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they are. It's just perfect. It's just good
right.
as it is. It's correct as it is. Yes.
Some might find them to be a little bit difficult to uphold. So what do we say about that? What do we say about the fact that the commandments might be a little bit difficult for some people to live by? Are they still perfect, even though they are nearly impossible, if not impossible, for us to live by?
Yeah, it's something which is very normal because of sin. It's very impossible to follow the commandments of the Lord by ourselves, because sin is more powerful than us, but through the help of God and the Holy Spirit, it's very, very possible to listen to or to follow the Ten Commandments or the law of God.
Right.
So by ourselves, the flesh is inclined to sin against God.
Mm-hmm.
But we need God now to help us to abide or to follow His commandments. So when God is present, it's very, very possible for us to follow His commandments, because the commandments belongs to Him. So He will guide us and give us the strength to how to do it.
Right. Right.
Yes. That's my take on that one.
There's also an argument that some people have that the commandments were meant for Israel, not for the rest of the world. We're not part of that. God wasn't addressing the whole world. He was addressing specifically Israel. What would you say to that?
Okay. Israel was just there to be an example to the whole world. So we are, at the well, when Jesus met that that prostitute, he said salvation comes to the Jews first, then to other people.
Okay.
Implying that Israel was supposed to evangelize to everyone or to every creature under the sun. And for us to see God's goodness and greatness, we are supposed to learn it from Israel. So it was set as an example for us to learn. When Israel received instruction from the Lord, we are also involved.
Right.
So yes, so the law is for everyone, every creature under the sun.
Got it, got it. And then the final question then would be, is there any part of the law that is negotiable? Is there a way that we can negotiate around it? Like, I really want to keep the Sabbath. However, my job is at risk, or I have an exam on Sabbath, or any other commandment. I would like to be honest, but if I tell the truth in this situation, I might get myself or someone else into trouble. So will God accept if I just tell lies? Or I want to honor my parents, but they are not very honorable. Or whatever. Can we negotiate our way?
I think I like the element that you are being realistic. That's exactly what our minds thinks about. Mm-hmm. But when we talk of commandments, it's a command. You don't think otherwise. Mm-hmm. You have to just follow what the Lord is saying, because God is always correct. Mm-hmm. You get it. Yeah. So God is always right. So we don't have to negotiate. No, Lord, I have to compromise here. I'm stealing because I'm hungry. Yeah. I'm committing adultery because I failed to pay lobola. You see, no excuse.
Mm-hmm.
The commandment is supposed to be followed as it is, no negotiations. I like the way you have put it, because that's exactly what we are doing.
Yes.
We always justify ourselves so that we gain what we want,
yes,
maybe out of fear, maybe want to satisfy ourselves.
And that's where the question actually would then arise, that are the commandments flawed in some way? Do they not consider the fact that sometimes someone might need to, you know, go to work or to school on a Sabbath? Do they not consider the fact that, you know, things are not always so simple that we can just obey? So then someone then comes up with that question to say, are the commandments flawed? So your answer is that the commandments are perfect. They are non-negotiable. God is perfect and his law is perfect, and whatever happens. Okay, so what about the consequences then of obeying those commandments? Does that mean I will never get into trouble? Will God protect me from the consequences?
Okay, thank you so much. I think we have a good example of Jesus. Mm-hmm. I think John 13:15 says he came to give us an example.
Mm-hmm.
Because he obeyed the Father, well, he encountered the consequences. He died on the cross.
Mm.
But that won't nullify the presence of God, yes, and his love.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah, you can face some consequences by obeying the word of God. Yeah, it's a reality, but God will find a way out for us.
Sure.
Even if it means death, let it be so, because we have eternal life reserved for us, ahead of us.
Amen. Amen.
You get it. So no matter what, let's remain faithful to the Lord, because we have a better life to live than to enjoy the fruit of sin for few minutes or days and losing eternity.
Beautiful, beautiful. Pastor, I think we have answered that one effectively. We will connect again tomorrow, same time, same place.
Thank you, Wongi. Be blessed. Thank you for calling.
Same to you, Pastor. That was Pastor Robert Ngorima with a lesson on the Ten Commandments and their relevance. Are they still relevant? Are they flawed in any way? And we get the answer loud and clear that they are perfect. The law of God is perfect. It's a reflection of his own character. So there is no flaw in God. Therefore, there is no flaw in his commandments. The flaw is in the societies that we live in that demand for us to, or rather that try to demand for us to compromise in certain ways. And our job as followers of Christ, if we are followers of Christ, we do what he did, right? And he refused to compromise at every turn. He stuck to what he knew to be true. And that's what I was talking about at the top of the show, right? We're talking about people who are so convinced and so convicted in their hearts about what is right and what's wrong and sticking to their beliefs. And my prayer is that that would be our reality, each and every one of us who professes to be a child of God. All right, we'll take a music break and be right back after this.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.